Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number three, the Friday edition of the show, and anything goes. Whatever's on your mind, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
We invite you to join us online at freetalklive.com. Still, an hour left of the show, and we still have so much to shove in here. I don't know how many of these we'll get to, but Manwich, you've got something about another eminent domain abuse, hopefully, coming up here. Also, emotional wiring. It's different in men and women, and some other sexual-related things and more, including... including an officer of the law who has been charged with, forcing women to provide sexual services to him. Mm. Share all that with you and more. And, of course, you bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. So let's start with this emotional wiring thing, Johnson. I'm interested. I like stories about differences between men and women because, gosh darn it, we're not the same.
Well, this is interesting. Well, men and women actually are from the same planet. But scientists now have the first strong evidence that the emotional wiring of the sexes is fundamentally different.
Hmm.
Hmm. That part to me is just a tad obvious. But it says...
Ian, it's not.
But how different and in what way?
No.
But science is what I like. I was bringing the science here. And an almond-shaped cluster of neurons that processes experiences such as fear and aggression...
That sounds vaguely sexual.
What, an almond-shaped cluster of neurons?
Yes.
You're a strange man. that processes, an almond-shaped cluster of neurons that processes experiences such as fear and aggression hooks up to contrasting brain functions in men and women at rest, The new research shows. For men, the cluster talks with brain regions that help them respond to sensors for what's going on outside the body, such as the visual cortex and an area that coordinates motor functions. For women, the cluster communicates with brain regions that help them respond to sensors inside the body, such as the insular cortex and hypothalamus. Now, those areas tune in to regulate women's hormones, heart rate, blood pressure, digestion, and respiration.
So when does this little almond-shaped cluster kick in?
This is all the time.
Okay.
It's one of those things that regulates fear or whatnot. It's the amygdala. Definitely very strongly kicks in during a fight or flight response.
I see.
That's when it's most strong, but it's always active.
So men get visual and physical during fight or flight, and women regulate their hormones? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a little confused still. Let's keep going.
Women regulate their hormones, heart rate, all that stuff. The finding published in the recent issue of the journal NeuroImage could help researchers to learn more about sex-related differences in anxiety, autism, depression, irritable bowel syndrome, phobias, and post-traumatic stress disorder. The new study focused on the activity...
Valuable information.
Yes. The new study focused on activity in the amygdala, the cluster of neurons found on both sides of the brain, and involved for both sexes in hormone and other involuntary functions, as well as emotions and perception. Cahill already knew that the sexes use different sides of their brain to process and store long-term memories, based on his earlier work. He has also shown that a particular drug, propanolol...
Don't worry about the drug names, because they just make those things up anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
There's not any real words.
Can block memory differently in men and women. That's interesting.
So, wait, it says that men and women use different sides of the brain to process and store long-term memories. So,
yeah.
So, I guess that means that some
they remember them different. Remember things long-term differently?
Well, I certainly have noticed that women have better memories, I mean, at least than I do.
Certainly, they
for different things,
they remember
the
crap that I said very, very well.
Yeah, they would probably remember different things. It's basically one of the biggest things that they process differently, this article is saying, is fear and aggression. Are processed very differently in men and women. Cahill and his author, Lisa Kilpatrick, scanned the brains of 36 healthy men and 36 healthy women. The subjects were told to relax with their eyes closed during the scan, so the differences between the sexes could be studied at rest, rather than during heavy lifting, like accessing memories.
Heavy mental lifting.
Yeah. Right, exactly. The scans also showed that men and women's amygdalas are polar opposite in terms of connections with other parts of the brain. In men, the right amygdala is more active and shows more connections with other brain regions. In women, the same is true of the left amygdala.
Huh.
Scientists still have to find out if one of sex if one sex also affects the wiring of other regions of the brain. It could be that while men and women have basically the same hardware, it's the software instructions and how they are put up to use that makes the sexes seem different.
Very intriguing. I mean, essentially saying that there are maybe some differences in the connections that we have in the brain, and it could mean all of the world in regards to how it is we behave and the different ways that we are.
So it says here, there's another title down here, and I'm not sure, this is weirdly capitalized, so I'm not sure what this is, but it says, men and women really do think differently. Ancient behavior is hardwired in the human brain. Women feel more rushed than men. Adult brain cells do keep growing. Women suffer more than men. I don't know exactly what those links are in this, and they might have been links, or I'm not sure what they are in this article, but they printed for some reason. But what's interesting about this is one of the things that I noted about this is, for example, almost all the women that I've ever met
this
like
stunning
horror movies.
Okay.
Horror movies. I mean, how do you guys feel about scary movies?
They're fine.
They're fine, right? It's not like whatever, right?
They're usually not that scary. I mean, you get
right,
some
they're
of those
usually not scary, and they're kind of lame, and it's like, whatever, why am I going to this movie?
Sometimes you get those jumps. Sometimes you get a good jump out of a horror
movie. But it's not like, do you really, like, seek out, it's like, oh, I'm really hoping that I get a good jump at this horror movie.
Right, that's not why I would go. And usually it has more to do with a camera trick than anything else, like something jumping into the frame really quickly is just simply a surprise
right,
mechanism.
Right, something incredibly aggressive. In other words, one of the things that immediately I thought of that made this article interesting for me is I was like, this is really interesting because the first thing that came to mind is, you know, all the women I know really like scary movies because it gets them ramped up, really ramped up, like fear. They're experiencing a mild fear the entire movie, and it's like gets them really excited and gets them going.
Yeah,
right.
For me,
the only reason why I notice when guys go to a scary movie is when that movie is action-packed and gory. When there's, like, lots of stuff going on, you know, when it's really, like, loud and exciting, you know, aggressive.
Well, I can appreciate a good horror movie. I mean, Halloween, Freddy Krueger, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
those have been
both of
good.
Those are highly active.
Halloween was good.
Well, I don't like horror movies, and neither do any of the women that I can recall having dated. Like, I've never seen a horror. I haven't seen
I gotta wonder
movie
about that.
Well, now wait. Just because you like a horror movie doesn't mean it doesn't have an effect on you.
Right.
I think a lot of women don't like horror movies because it has an effect
maybe
on them.
Too much. They
because
get really worked up.
They're too scared. They get too frightened by them. Yeah,
1-800-259-9231.
Right. I'm sure there are exceptions to this. And ladies, if you want to chime in, because there are no ladies in the studio at the moment, 1-800-259-9231. Let us know how you feel about
just a theory
scary
about
movies.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's an interesting theory because from what I've seen, it's pretty accurate.
And
I've seen women get really disturbed by horror movies.
Flip side of that, action movies.
Women hate them.
Aggressive, you know, loud, lots of action and stuff like that. Men love them. Yeah, I go to see an action movie. I'll sweat the neck.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper now. You know, and women, on the most, you know, this is obviously there are.
We're generalizing.
There are exceptions to, you know, any rule, but in general, that's the way it tends to work.
All of this has to do with the way our brains are wired.
Yeah. And I just, when I read that, that was the first thought that came to mind, and it's very interesting, and I wonder what other kind of implications there are for that.
I have always, you know, it's interesting that you brought that up, because I've always been stunned at how affected some women can be by a horror film.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Event Horizon. Not a great movie. It was alright.
I know someone who, like, quotes that movie, like, Deus Ex Infernus. And, like, you say that around her, and she freaks out.
Yeah. It's a weird film, but I was watching it with some of my roommates years ago, and I was stunned by how affected my female roommate was by this movie. I mean, she was so freaked out by it, and I thought to myself, it's just a movie.
I think she's just a teenager.
She wasn't a teenager.
No, there's
just similar.
1-800-259-9231. Anyway, if you have some comments on this, the differences between men and women's brains, this is your show. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta synthetic oil treatments, Protecta engine treatment, Protecta transmission treatment, and Protecta complete fuel system treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality. Because you expect the very best, we provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number 1, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Ladies, when you call in, we put your call to the head of the queue. We got a few guys on hold, so ladies.
Men and women think differently.
Well, because we like the way ladies think. We want to hear from them more often on Free Talk Live. And the reason for that, by the way, is because talk radio has traditionally been the man's venue. Most talk radio shows, hosted by men.
Yeah.
Most talk radio shows, listened to by men.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there are some women listeners of most talk radio, but what, 25% at most of the talk radio audience?
It might be slightly higher than that. Certainly shows like Dr. Joy Brown or Dr. Laura.
Women targeted shows.
Why is it that, you know, let me just ask this question real quick, and hopefully I don't offend some people, but why is it that all the women talk show hosts out there are awful?
I love Dr. Joy Brown's show.
Joy Brown is great.
I don't know Joy Brown. The first ones that come to my mind are Laura Ingraham and Janine Garofalo and,
I haven't listened to her show.
And Dr. Laura Schlossinger.
Dr. Laura's terrible.
Ugh. Laura Ingraham makes me want to punch things.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not very fond of two of those three. I don't know.
Janine Garofalo? You should know who Garofalo is.
I know who she is.
Oh, okay. She does an Air America show.
She's our competitor.
Liberal.
Her show is our competitor. Yeah. And it's getting straight
zeros.
She's
not on our time slot, is she?
Yes, she is.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, the Majority Report.
I mentioned the competition.
We've mentioned Savage plenty of times.
True.
Go ahead and listen to him. He'll come back to us.
Yeah, you will. You will, even if you are a liberal.
Yeah, well.
Even if you are a dyed-in-the-wool liberal, you will be back because her show is terrible.
She's not even getting ratings in Atlanta. Zeros.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're talking about women and movies and men and how our brains are wired differently, according to this article that we were just reporting on moments ago, like physically wired differently. And you were just pointing out, just from your life experience, Johnson, that you've noticed a lot of women seem to really respond, not necessarily whether they like them or dislike them, but they really respond strongly to horror films.
Yeah.
Because the way that a lot of women are wired is they're wired more for fear.
Right. This thing talks about how men and women respond differently to aggression and fear. And so my first thought is, what situations are men and women normally responding differently to aggression and fear? And the first thing that came to my mind, being the geek that I am, movies.
I wonder what would happen if you took, they did 36 women, 36 men in the study. What would happen if you took 36 straight men and 36 gay men and 36 lesbian women and 36 straight women, and then you looked at them? Are there differences between straight people and homosexuals?
I don't know.
I wonder about that.
Are there any homosexuals out there right now that are listening that are huge fans of action movies, or do you prefer horror movies
or chick flicks? I mean, do you think that homosexuals are wired differently? I wonder if that has been studied. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to John in Salem. You're on Free Talk Live with, I don't know if it's Salem, Massachusetts or New Hampshire. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
It used to be Massachusetts. It's now New Hampshire.
Oh, you actually moved from one Salem to another?
Salem to Salem. I'm a bad speller, and I figure that's one less word I need to
You're a witch, aren't you, John?
Well, that's a different subject for a different day.
All right. What's on your mind?
I'll bet you'll cover that pretty well on Halloween or something, but...
John?
That place down there is like a holiday for a month. But anyway, I just wanted to give a shout out for a thing that's happening in New Hampshire tomorrow. We get the real ID, anti-real ID.
That's right. It's happening tomorrow on the state capitol steps, I believe, and it's going to be a huge protest against national ID.
We actually mentioned that earlier in the show, and I was thinking that for demonstration purposes, you guys should, bring some old video cameras and smash them or something, or burn, set fire to a big pair of eyes or something. Some sort of visual.
There is going to be a visual. There are going to be people that are going to be dressed as, like, Nazi guards, that sort of thing.
Wow.
And they're going to be checking for people's papers. They're going to have a fake checkpoint set up, I think, and they're really going to be making it a visual affair, so it should be pretty neat.
Just eyes. There need to be drawings of eyes everywhere.
Now, John, I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
It wouldn't surprise me if anything burns as far as eyes.
Oh, of course.
Or,
Yeah, I'm sure somebody's going to set something on fire tomorrow.
We've got the NHFree.com crowd.
Exactly. They're just a bunch of pyros, freedom-loving pyros. So, did you have comments on the movie situation, differences between men and women?
I was trying to do a little segue. A scary movie, for me, I'm not into that horror flick or anything.
Mm-hmm.
One scary movie to me was Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Really? Why?
Where people just followed in line and started marching and got the hammers. You remember that image?
Yeah, right. Were you on acid at the time?
Excuse me?
Were you on acid at the time?
No.
No, okay, you watched it sober. Okay, it's
you
know, for The Wall.
No, I was getting out of work, and it was released on that day, and, I went to the midnight show.
Oh, wow, okay.
I've always wanted to do that. I've always wanted to do that thing where you play Pink Floyd's The Wall and The Wizard of Oz at the same time.
No, that's not it. It's
Somebody told me that. I don't know if there's any truth to it.
Oh, is it Dark Side of the Moon and Wizard of Oz?
It's Dark Side of the Moon and Wizard of Oz. I've seen it.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I don't know. Maybe you guys have done more acid than I ever did. I don't know anything about that.
All right,
Somebody did tell me about it.
Any other thoughts for us?
The point is, at the State House tomorrow in Concord, in New Hampshire, we've got a rally going on.
John, I know. We actually announced it earlier, and we got to let you go because your phone is about to die on us or break
I'm
up or something like that. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9230. It sounded like he was going out of range there.
Either that or there was jamming.
So I'm sure we'll hear the details tomorrow from the protests. But, gosh, what were we talking about? The wall? Dark Side of the Moon. That's right.
Yeah.
I remember they had this planetarium here up in Bradenton, north of where we're doing the show from here in Florida. And actually, it ended up burning down. But it was really cool because they would do laser light shows, and they'd have...
Well, they rebuilt it on the taxpayer dole, by the way.
Yeah.
Planetarium in 2002.
It's not
what we
cool
need.
Now.
You can look at stars on the internet, and we need a planetarium. God, so dumb.
Well, anyway, they actually did... it was back when I was working as an intern for the rock station. And they actually they projected the Wizard of Oz up on the ceiling of the planetarium.
Yeah, planetariums just need to be converted into really cool movie theaters.
Right, they projected Wizard of Oz, and they just cranked up Dark Side of the Moon, and they actually played a laser light show during it all, so it was quite interesting. Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, 800-259-9231. Women and men, differences, movies. We're going back to the phones, to the fun. Of course, you can bring up anything. Tim in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello, Tim.
Hey, first of all, I'm pretty sure that there's actually a thing online I'm not sure if you've heard of YouTube.com.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, okay.
They're everywhere. We have a MySpace profile.
Yeah, I know. I actually, you're my friends on MySpace.
That's good.
But,
so what about YouTube?
On there, there's actually a Wizard of Oz with Dark Side of the Moon superimposed over.
Oh, well, there you go.
Right on.
I'll post a link on the VDS if I can find it after.
Very cool.
This.
Violation of copyright and all. It's wonderful.
Yep.
All right. So what else is on your mind, Tim?
Actually, I was going to ask you about the free market, and I think that there could be a problem with the free market idea whenever it comes to services and utilities and stuff like that.
What do you mean?
For instance, like cell phone services.
What's the problem?
Let's say one company puts up a tower somewhere, and a lot of times multiple phone services will share a tower, right?
Right.
So
sometimes they just use towers that are existing.
Right. Typically what they're doing is they're paying rent to the tower owner to put their antennas up on the tower. We'll explore this a little bit more. Hang on, Tim. 800-259-9231. Cell phone services, tower rentals, and the free market. It's Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. You bring up anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
If you're thinking about replacing your home's windows, think Sears. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and save $375 on select styles. Trust Sears for professional installation, convenient financing options, and best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now at 1-800-393-8378 and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. That's 1-800-393-8378.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cause for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Bring up anything. Again, 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both totally free. freetalklive.com. We go back to Tim in Pennsylvania. Tim, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Now, you were concerned with the free market, and you were going to give us a scenario in regards to cell phone coverage that, that concerned you. Please expand on that, if you would, please.
What if a cell phone provider or something built a tower and didn't want other people, or didn't want to rent it out to other people just to make it hard for them or whatever.
I'm sure that happens. Whatever underhanded tactics
they would use.
Well, see, cell phone providers that rent out their towers make money from doing that.
Right.
So cell phone providers that didn't want to do that would probably end up going out of business. Because one, they wouldn't build a lot of towers because they wouldn't get help or support from any of these other cell phone companies. So it'd be very hard for them to actually get and buy the towers. And so their network would be smaller, so they wouldn't be as competitive, and they would just go out of business.
So you're saying it's in their best interest to allow the other companies up on their towers.
Absolutely.
Because they collect the rent.
Probably even more so if we were actually in a real free market situation. Most of your cell phone bill, if you actually look at your cell phone bill, look at what percentage of it is taxes. I actually pay. I've got a baseline phone line now at home, like a regular landline,
right?
Because I had to get one to get DSL service.
Right.
And I actually pay more in taxes than I do for my phone service.
I totally believe it. Now, here's another point for you, Tim, in regards to cell phone towers. Even if it was true and there was some selfish cell phone company that thought it would lock the other competitors out of the market by not allowing them on their towers, they couldn't possibly buy up every plot of land in a given city and restrict other towers from going up. So if there's one cell phone tower that won't allow anybody else on it, the other companies could just put up a tower next door, or they could put a tower up somewhere nearby on somebody else's property. For instance, usually if they're putting a tower up on top of, say, a bank building, usually you want to get your cell phone towers up as high as possible. So you want to put them up downtown, up on top of things. So if you go up onto a bank building, you want to get up there and put your tower up, you got to pay the bank building. So it's very possible that, you know, they could lock someone out, but that wouldn't stop the competition from going somewhere else.
Right.
So the free market, absolutely. I mean, the free market provides ways for people to do business because they'll do it in search of a profit. Any other concerns?
There's also another possible scenario. Let's say that there's like a natural gas company or something like that would want to, everybody does use, as of now, the same gas lines, but if we had a free market, then you might want someone, or then someone might want to have their own gas lines and have better quality gas or whatever they advertise it to be.
What happens when a single commodity is inflated in price like that is what happens is that another alternative will spring up. So, for example, if somebody takes control of all the gas lines and they decide to jack up the prices on gas, people turn to oil. If they do, you know, or they turn to solar energy or whatnot.
Or a tank behind their house.
Right.
Serviced by a different company.
Right, propane, like my family does up north, actually.
And you just have pipes and tanks or whatever everywhere, and it just gets a little bit.
Well, if what you're saying is that because we're going to have a few extra pipes, we should have government regulation, I think it's a pretty weak argument for government regulation.
Yeah, and a propane tank, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, propane.
You can hide a propane tank behind a hedge or something like that.
My family actually has just a wooden fence and some hedges around it, and it's just
no biggie. So there you go, Tim. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know, the marketplace can be scary.
Well, what's great about that is actually all the negatives that he brings up there is, okay, yes, we got tanks everywhere. Oh, no. Well, why is it oh, no? Because they're ugly? Oh, well, then there's a market to make the tanks look better.
That's true.
Okay, the tanks are big. Well, then there's a market to find a more condensed gas, a compressed gas, so we have smaller tanks. Okay, then maybe the gas, our tanks have exploded. Okay, now there's a market to make safer tanks. Now there's a market to make solar energy instead of those. Now there's a market to, and it just keeps going and going and going and improving, like the computer market.
To that point, radio towers, they have these disguises that you can put on your radio towers to make them look like things, like, you know, decorative castle towers.
Cell phone towers that look like trees.
Yeah,
north. They've got
big giant
pine trees. They're actually hideous, but they look better than the regular cell phone towers.
Right.
I don't have an objection to cell phone towers. I think they're fine.
They're not.
You might if it was next
down
door.
Here. Yeah, no. Down here, they're not built the way they are up in like the northern areas where there's trees and stuff like that. The ones that they have up north, where it's a mountainous area, down here, you can just build a regular old radio tower, and it looks like a radio tower. Up north, what they're building are these huge poles. They almost look like a really thick, like, flagpole that's made like a stealth airplane. It's got, like, the weird octagonal, like, weird planes around it, and it's just really tall, and just, it is really
sticks
hideous.
Out, huh?
Yeah, it really sticks out. So now they make them look like... They almost look like redwoods. They're much taller than all the other trees.
I guess it's just because I'm a radio geek. Having an antenna behind my house wouldn't be a big deal for me. Anyway, since he brought it up, the free market utilities issue, we talked about it earlier this week. Range emailed us on this. Last night, a caller brought up one of the big concerns with moving utilities from government control to the free market. The problem that, with certain utilities like water and sewer, it would be difficult for more than one company to provide service to any given area. It wouldn't make sense to have five different companies in an area have water pipes running all over the place. Even if it were, it would be expensive, and that would drive prices up. So, even in a truly libertarian society, it's likely that there would be small monopolies in the area of utilities. I put monopolies in quotes because you can really only have a monopoly via government interference, otherwise there's always the possibility of competition, even when it might be difficult for a competitor to come on the scene.
This is incorrect, because what would happen is anywhere that there's a demand, people think so two-dimensionally when it comes to money, because if there were value in it, what would happen is it would become more cost-efficient because of the demand. The demand would make it more cost-efficient for somebody to, say, put some water in a delivery truck.
Maybe
and have
so.
Some sort of internal delivery system
and
deliver a water tank.
We mentioned those ideas earlier this week, but he's got a really neat idea coming up here. His big complaint was that a local monopoly could get away with charging ridiculous amounts for their service, and that we couldn't do anything to stop them. Of course, hasn't this happened in the current regulated system, like with the power companies in California a couple years ago? With government-established monopolies, they can get away with overcharging, and there's little recourse. Well, besides the solutions you pointed out, people could truck in water, etc., there is one really obvious free market answer here. In the perfect libertarian society, property is truly private. The water company couldn't use government to force you to let them bury their pipes on your land. They could ask nicely, they could beg, they could pay you to rent the land on which they lay their pipes, and if you wanted to, you could refuse. Better yet, you could say, okay, you can run your pipes under my land, but you have to sign this contract that says that you won't charge more than X per gallon of water, or more than Y per month for sewer services, which I think that's a brilliant idea. I didn't even think of it. You might make the amount tied to rise with inflation, or even say they can't charge more than 10% of their total cost, ensuring them a small profit and your town small water and sewer bills. So yes, a monopoly utility could charge ridiculous rates for their service, but only if every landowner that their pipes, wires, cables, etc. ran through allowed them to do so.
There's one problem with that is the inflation rate is screwed up. So we wouldn't have a real inflation rate now.
That's
and
true.
Who knows how you would keep it in a free market.
But nonetheless, the idea is interesting to restrict their prices before even allowing them onto your property.
Sure.
1-800-259-9231. That's sort of out-of-the-box thinking that I love happening on Free Talk Live. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the updates. If you want to know what's going on with the show, you want to be the first to know, get on the updates list. It's totally free. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1000 Pledge. We at Free Talk Live think now is the time to make a stand for liberty in the Free State. If you agree, sign the First 1000 Pledge today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So, Johnson, let's talk sex.
All right. Well, more on the whole differences between men and women and wiring in their brains. Well, catching sight of a pretty woman really is enough to throw a man's decision-making skills into disarray, a study suggests. The more testosterone he has, the stronger the effect, according to work by Belgian researchers.
Sounds about right.
Men about to play a financial game were shown images of sexy women or lingerie. The proceedings of the Royal Study B study found, the Royal Society B study found that they were more likely to accept unfair offers than men that had not been exposed to the alluring images.
Maybe that's why they have all those hot women at the trade expo, man, which
sure it is.
Yeah. The suggestion is that the sexual cues distract the men's thoughts, preventing them from focusing on their task, particularly among those with high natural testosterone levels. University of Leuven researchers gave 176 heterosexual male student volunteers aged 18 to 28 financial games to test their fair play. But first, half of the men were shown sexual cues of some kind. One group of 44 men were given pictures to rate. Some were shown landscapes, while the rest were shown attractive women. Another group of 37 men were asked to assess the quality, texture, and color of a bra or a t-shirt. A third group of 95 a third group of 95 were shown either pictures of elderly women or young models.
Huh, all over the map on this.
Yeah. Each group was then paired up to play a game where the men had $10. A proposer had to suggest a split, and the other man accepted or rejected the offer. If the second man accepted the offer, the money was distributed in agreement with the offer. If he rejected it, neither partner got anything. The game is designed as a lab model of hunting or food sharing situations.
Can you clarify that?
Okay. There's $10. I'm given $10, all right?
Right.
It's part of the lab experiment. They say, here's $10. Okay. I'll give you 20%.
Why?
If you take that offer,
right?
Right? We get the money, or we both would get some money. If you reject the offer, then neither of us get any money, according to that experiment.
Okay, I see. So, okay.
So, you know, basically you can either reject it or not. That's the way the experiment works.
And
you know,
the idea is
if you think I'm screwing you too much and that's, you know, whatever, too much of an insult, you say no, and then neither person gets the money.
The 20% sounds like screwing me.
It does. And yeah. The idea is to mimic hunting sort of parties where people share things to some
extent. Somebody hunts the deer, they're cutting up the deer, and here's your percentage.
Right.
Well, you don't want it? Well, you don't get anything.
Yeah, now you could immediately jump into the fray as soon as he says that, and you know the person who says, if you give me anything less than 60%, guess what, I'm saying no. You could just start off right like that. Who knows how the experiment could go? It's an experiment, so it could go any way you want.
Okay.
So it says, vulnerable. The men's performance in the test showed that those who had been exposed to the sexual cues were more likely to accept an unfair offer than those who were not.
Hmm.
The men's testosterone levels were also tested by comparing the length of the men's index finger compared to their ring finger.
And that has something to do with testosterone?
Yes. If the ring finger is longer, it indicates a high testosterone level. So
I don't think I've ever seen
your index finger, which is, I believe, is that your pointer finger?
Index is your pointer finger.
Right.
Then
use
your middle finger.
And then
your
ring finger.
And your pinky.
Which, in mine, for example, is longer.
So you compare the length.
I believe
of
most of us are going to have longer fingers. We're all like EMTJs. So.
You compare your
depends on which way I tilt my hands.
Well, if your hand is straight,
mine are about the same.
Yeah, they look about the same to me too.
Which is
yours is a little bit longer.
Well, it depends. Yeah, it really depends.
Actually, his is no wait. Yeah, no, yours is longer. It's a little bit. It's just slight. The very slight difference. They actually measure it, and it's like measured in millimeters. I've seen more information on this elsewhere.
I've never heard
what
of
it is it's the amount of testosterone that you're exposed to in the womb controls that particular aberration. You can look, and it's
okay.
Different, very different on women. You look
at
women's
hands.
Mom
to blame for this.
So it says, the researchers found that men in the study who had the highest levels performed the worst in the test, and suggest that is because they are particularly sensitive to sexual images.
Right.
Dr. Siegfried DeWitt, one of the researchers who worked on the study, said, "We like to think we are all rational beings, but our research suggests that people with high testosterone levels are very vulnerable to sexual cues."
Wow, so if you've got like a big jock kind of dude, somebody that's really pumped and a big testosterone guy, you show him some flashy pictures of girly girls, and then you can rip them off.
But that actually is not even necessarily also true, because if you think also in business situations later in life, when you have, especially at those conventions, you have a lot of alpha males, salespeople, you know, people who are aggressive.
That's true.
You know, and in general, those people, if you tend to show them, you know, images of sex, they're high testosterone beings for the most part.
Right,
so that's why they do that.
You can take advantage of them.
That's why they do that.
That's great.
So it says, if they see sexual images, they become impulsive. It's a tendency, but these people are not powerless to fight it. Hormone levels are one thing, but we can learn to deal with it. The researchers are conducting similar tests with women, but so far they have failed to find a visual stimulus which will affect their behavior.
What about babies?
They should try stacks of money.
Crying babies. Maybe an auditory thing. Or scent.
I guarantee you babies, scent. Yeah, there you go. But what kind of scent?
Who knows?
Poopy diapers. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and no, not all women want to have babies. More on the way. You take control of the airways. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, though, so if you want to get on the air, now's the time to call. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Joined the AMP program. amp.freetalklive.com. We need to put some hot women on the amplifier page.
Yep.
It's a great deal, and seriously, it's amp.freetalklive.com. The way it works is you send us $3 a month, and we turn that around into advertising for the show. We use it to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. We get out on more radio stations, we get more internet listeners, and it's working, and it's exciting. amp.freetalklive.com, and you get benefits. You get perks. You get
yes,
access.
There's bonuses
right,
for
the amplifier-only call-in line. You get the amp-only archives. You get classic archives as well. Plus, once we reach our goal, we'll reduce commercial time on the show by 25%. So, amp.freetalklive.com for all the details. So we're talking about men and how susceptible they are to visual cues, specifically sexy women.
It specifically says here that what it is is the biological response there is that men are just basically triggered into looking for opportunities to pass on their genes. That's what they think this is. It's an evolutionary response.
Well, that makes some sense, but I work for a regional magazine that's sort of a lifestyle magazine. It's
upscale.
Upscale lifestyle magazine. It's really a city magazine, but because of the community that we're in, it's very lifestyle oriented because it's a very rich community.
Okay.
And so the decision makers probably 60% of the decision makers that I deal with are women. You know, older, in, you know, maybe in their 30s and 40s, well-kept, attractive women that make decisions for these businesses.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, I bargain with them every day, and I don't feel like I walk away the loser. I feel like
Well, because you've got your middle finger or your ring finger is the same length as your index finger.
Oh, because I'm less the man. Is that what you're saying?
Right. I mean, look how metro you are.
Oh, God. Why do I have to be metro?
You're the one with the nail files and the buffers in the studio. There's three different nail filing
things
right
touching my
here.
Buffers.
I bet he likes
You've got
scary.
The one with the you lifetime like, warranty.
You like scary movies more than action movies, don't you?
Well, there is a girl in the office, though, that if she suggests that, you know, she wants something or wants something done or anything like that, yeah, like, she gets whatever she wants.
You get all googly over her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, that's the thing. I think if you're conscious of what's going on and you're conscious of a woman, like, either, one, if you're not attracted to these women, then game's over. You have to be
attracted.
It's
not going to work.
You have to be attracted.
Attracted to lots of women,
right.
But that doesn't mean that I'm going to, you know, just put aside the bargaining
right.
table.
I mean, but okay, say, you know, the thing is if you get that instant reaction where it's like, whoa, this woman's hot,
mm-hmm.
right? That's when you get distracted, at least for some amount of time. Now,
you lose your train of thought.
Right, you lose your train of thought, you become somewhat distracted in the immediate future. Now, if you're able to overcome that, which this article says it is possible to do, I could imagine that you could, if you were intelligent, a very intelligent person, overcome this and then turn the tables. Because if someone, for example, if an average woman who has gotten by on her good looks is expecting that, you know, most men just react this way to her, and you don't react that way, and she thinks that she's walking all over you, but in turn, you've already turned the tables on her.
And she doesn't realize it.
Right.
Very interesting.
I've had weird inflections to my voice tonight. I've talked like a Frenchman.
There, I'm Johnson.
I've been reading some weird already. I don't know.
Well, I think it has more to do, man, with your index finger and middle finger.
Yeah.
You're just not as much of a man.
Spring finger.
I'm not saying you're more
not
of a man.
Middle finger.
I mean, I'm more of a man than you. Mine's about the same length, too. So
It's millimeters, man. It's millimeters, guys. It's very, very small difference.
And your index finger is longer than your ring finger. Does that mean you have less testosterone?
Maybe. Who knows?
We're done. It's been in here with you.
And Johnson.
And man, which you learn something new every night.
It's actually varying on either hand.
We're done tonight. See you tomorrow night. Saturday show is coming up. Tomorrow, see you. FreeTalkLive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Improve.